Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Can you believe that we are almost to the 10th month of the year?
Time flies, doesn't it? Yeah.
Do you know what? I was thinking in bed this morning that Septo is 7, right? Octo is 8. Mm-hmm. Nove is 9. And
right.
Deca is 10. So how come...
I've wondered that many times as well.
You know, I was actually going to Google it this morning, and I just got distracted by other things about, clearly there was a calendar that divided everything up into tens at one point, which is in some ways a lot more logical than 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there are 12 signs of the zodiac, but nevertheless.
I've had the same thought many times. I guess I need to look that up, too.
Yeah, we need to figure out why... Septo is really the 9th month, and Octo is really the 10th month. Maybe just attitude everything. it's called added to make a total.
Yep.
I remember in accounting they used to do it, say added to make a total. At mat. But you sort of arbitrarily saw what it was and what it was supposed to be. And at one point in my life, I kept my father's books. Well, which is actually a very good practice. I was, you know, early teens, and he just paid me, I don't know, $5 a week or something to balance his checkbook for him, which is actually
that's funny.
In fact, it probably wasn't even that much, but it's actually very good practice, because what you understand is, you know, that I'd say, well, okay, Dad, it's done. And he said, well, are the numbers the same? And I said, no, but they're only 2 cents off. And, of course, he'd make me do it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because 2 cents doesn't make any difference. I mean, it has they have to balance. It has to be exactly the same.
Right.
And it's very good practice.
It's pretty impressive that he you know, thought that highly of you as a child to let you do that, too.
Or he was just chintzy.
Could be.
Well, I mean, he's got all these kids, and I guess he figured might as well put them to work.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, I literally was balancing his checkbook. That was sort of indulgent days of my life when I decided about 10 years ago that I didn't have to balance my checkbook anymore. That always kept an extra, like, 50 or 100 bucks in the bank, so I didn't actually have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because for a large part of my life, I remember having 17 cents in the bank.
Oh, yeah,
and
absolutely.
And buying a Coke.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Yeah, so I mean, that was sort of a terrific milestone for me when I figured
right.
To check. Although I do check my when the bank sends me things, I do have something on my computer. But when I changed computers, it didn't somehow upgrade it, so I have to figure out how to do that.
Oh.
It'll balance the checkbook on its own.
Okay. Yes, yeah, some of the banks, actually the bank that I go to, the credit union, just started doing the live transactions where it shows up immediately. But a lot of them, it seems like, are still doing the thing where it'll take a while to process.
Well, it depends whether or not it's direct deposit and stuff like that.
Right.
But, you mean whether they deposit the check? My bank now has, I love my bank. Except when I'm furious with them. But they're actually, it's actually a pretty good bank. But banks make mistakes. And I haven't caught this one so much. Well, actually, that's not true. I've caught them twice. But they said, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. So I always check my bank balance. But my favorite thing about my bank now is that you can take a picture of a check and send it to them, so you don't actually have to go into the bank.
Yep, we do that, too. It's the way I get the check to them all the time now.
It's great.
Saves a drive, yeah, definitely.
Well, and a stamp and the delay and having to remember your ATM card. It's
pretty
great.
Slick,
much less likely to get robbed.
Yeah, true. That's a good point.
It's great. You know, and who would have thunk that, you know, even like 5 years ago that you would never have to go into your bank? And I have, next door to me, there's a hotel that has an ATM. So, and my bank will refund the ATM fee. So, You know, I don't know what they're going to do with all those big bank buildings. Turn them into condos, I guess.
Have you seen the, you know, there's the Apple Pay is the new thing, but it's been around for a while. The basically the cardless and the cashless pay stations at stores. Some of them have them now, and some of them don't. But
I have to start looking for those.
Whenever
someone wants my credit card, I'm always a little leery about that.
I am too, and I think, I think I've told you before, if I could start not carrying a wallet and not carrying keys, I'd be a happy guy. Just my phone would be fine with me.
Well, I mean, I think we're very close to that. Aren't there some cars now that you turn on the ignition with your phone?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So, that'll get rid of your keys. So all you have to do is figure your house.
Yeah,
although,
yeah.
That means when you lose your phone, you are completely
right,
out of luck.
Right, yeah.
But see, I'm convinced in the next couple of years that when a baby is born, that they're going to have, you'll be assigned a cell number and a barcode, and they'll put it like a little, you know, a tattoo. Well, probably not a tattoo because tattoos wear out, but they'll put something, you know, a little chip. And it will have your zip code, your phone number that you'll carry your whole life, your social security number, all the things that you'll ever need.
I would imagine a lot of people will not like that one bit.
Well, I mean, it's probably safer than carrying around a credit card.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I'm thinking of, you know.
Well, I mean, Big Brother is already here. Big Brother already
exactly.
has that
That's
information.
Kind of what
the
I think
point
about
is
it, right?
that it, when it's on your person, presumably Big Brother is going to have a little less access to it than when it's in your pocket.
Right, right. I don't disagree. Yeah.
All right. So we have a story. This is a story when I was a very young bride. My then husband was looking for a job at IBM. And IBM in those days interviewed the wives. So not only did he have to pass the test, I had to pass the test, which, of course, everybody was quite worried about. Well, it's now the world has come now full circle because there is now a study that was out that says... It says a couple things. First of all, there was a study that came out, I think, a couple weeks ago that says if your wife is happy, your marriage is going to be good, no matter what you think about each other separate than that. A happy wife is a happy life, you know, just like the song says.
Mm-hmm.
But this one goes a little further. It says successful people in business of either gender have a conscientious partner. Defining conscientiousness... apparently, because it's a kind of a strange word, as essentially reliability, that you can assign tasks to them and you'll know that they'll get done. So what they're saying is a successful person, a person who's successful at work has to be able to delegate some non-work related things to somebody that they can trust and have it being well taken care of.
It's very interesting. And I mean, that seems like something that actually makes a lot of sense. You know, the people that we choose in our lives obviously have a lot of effect on our lives. So if we're choosing the right people in our lives, I think that does show.
Yeah, they're saying that people look for exactly the wrong things, which I've always maintained as well.
Yeah.
That they look for somebody who's sexy or cute or whatever, and what you want is a life partner. Somebody who shares a lot of the same traits. And it turns out that both of you need to be conscientious. It says men tend to be less vocal about their relationship and their level of marital unhappiness. That's talking about the other one is happy wife, happy life. Saying if your wife is happy, everything's going to be fine. If she's not, you're in deep doo-doo. But so I thought what we'd ask on Facebook, and it may take a little while, obviously, to kind of wander through, is what personality trait do you think is the most helpful in your spouse? Or what personality trait do you value most in your spouse?
Yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah, I like that a lot, actually.
Because yeah, it may not be, my guess, just knowing how you folks respond, is that my guess is that it's not going to be exactly what we think it's going to be. I mean, because everybody, I mean, it'd be interesting to see how often sense of humor comes up, but hopefully you guys will dig beyond the obvious, all right? Because, I mean, presumably everybody likes somebody who's kind of cheerful, although not necessarily. I'm really cheerful first thing in the morning, and I drive people nuts. What an awful lot of people want in the morning is just quiet, and I'm one of those kind of chirpy people. So, not necessarily noisy, just chirpy. All right, 855-99, Dr. Joy, whatever is on your mind is what we'll talk about around here, in addition to whatever we can come up with. 855-99-DR-JOY, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. I guess people don't say Nyan anymore. I don't know where that came from. I guess so.
I have to be honest with you, I've never ever heard that.
One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. I think Lily Tomlin may have started.
Oh, really?
Nyan? Okay. I don't remember where. Yeah.
She was all a right. Funny one, too.
She's great. She actually, I went to see her. I saw her show like a gazillion times, and I actually met her. And she sent me a Lily Tomlin doll that said, you know, it was autographed to me, and it was, you know, it was adorable. I mean, she's great.
Nice.
Right, so awesome. We know that October is one of my favorite months for the obvious reason I was born in it. But it turns out, as I mentioned before, that 15% of all births occur in October. Count backward, folks, New Year's Eve. Whereas by standard deviation, it should just be, you know, it's about double what it should be. But we get one solar and one lunar eclipse in this month. How cool is that, don't you think?
Definitely. That's something you don't see very often.
Yeah, the reason I know it is because I have this little app on my phone that says full moons, because in my line of work, knowing when the full moon is coming up is a good idea. And usually what's happening is I've just gotten out of a cab or something, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, it must be a full moon. And I look, and it is. But this one, so I checked. The lunar eclipse. Have you ever seen a lunar eclipse?
I have, actually. I've taken them in many times.
They're very eerie.
Yeah.
In some ways, more than a solar, I think.
Blood red moon, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. The October 8th, and then a partial solar eclipse when the new moon passes in front of the sun will take a bite on the afternoon of October 23rd. There we go.
That's pretty cool. So how rare is that, I wonder? I mean, is
to have both the same month?
Yeah.
It says not often.
Okay.
That a pair of eclipses, one solar one, both occurring in the same month, are visible to sky watchers. So let's see if it says that. The details, 5:15 in the morning, in the western sky, the umbra. There we go. Let's see. Pacific Islands. So the eclipse, you'll be able to see best if you're in Hawaii, southwest of Hawaii. Australia will see the whole thing.
Luckies.
There we go. You'll be able, on October 23rd, that you'll be able to see most of North America in the afternoon. The entire evening event will be seen by those west of a line from Manitoba, south to Texas, and into Mexico.
I once watched a lunar eclipse where the moon turned that deep red color.
Yeah, that is really weird.
At the same time, we had the most amazing northern lights going on. It was probably one of the coolest things.
Wow, where were you?
Here in Minnesota, yeah.
That's true. You're far enough north.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We get them quite a bit in the wintertime, and, man, that was one of the neatest things I think I've ever seen.
They're eerie. One of mine was flying over the Grand Canyon with a full moon.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, realizing that there'd only been basically about 100 years that people have been able to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's you know,
true, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Truly. And most of human history, nobody had ever seen that.
Right.
So it's going to be kind of an interesting month. You know, fasten your seatbelt. It's always my favorite month anyway, so I was kind of aware. I wasn't aware of quite as much going on as is, but... All right, so how about if we did a quick email here? Would that be a good idea?
Yeah, you betcha.
Let's do that.
We have a listener, Margaret from Minneapolis, that writes in, Dr. Dear Joy.
Oh, incidentally, I know we've started in Minneapolis recently, and welcome aboard, everybody. A special, I mean, I've...
107.1.
Yeah, there we go. It's great. You know, I've been in Minneapolis a lot for book tours, and you guys always do well by me, so it's great to... actually be heard on the air there as well. Yay.
All right.
So I'd say welcome and hi.
Perfect. All right. Margaret says, Dr. Dear Joy, I am a person recovering from drug and alcohol for 12 years, a single mom, and a stand-up comic with a day job. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
She says, I recently, as of 2 days ago, have been out of a relationship with a man that she loves with all her heart, she says. She says he seems to have a cycle of every 3 to 6 months to react to something she has done and breaks it off with her, only to contact her again within 1 or 2 weeks and say he misses her and that sort of thing. She says, so I forgive him, and he seems to do the same thing. However, he holds on to faults, and the next 3 to 6 month event that happens, and he just throws it back in her face like a ton of bricks, I guess. So she's just kind of asking if this relationship can be salvaged. How does she help with that? And you know, is she going to call she calls it a PTSD cycle in the manner that she doesn't alienate him or frustrate him in the process, I guess.
Is there any indication about why she's calling it post-traumatic? What would be the trigger? What would be the stressor?
I she doesn't really go into that too much. Yeah, she does say he was in the Navy. He did spend time in the Navy, although she doesn't say whether he saw action, but I assume he must have, because she says that she wonders if he's misdiagnosed or you know, non-diagnosed for PTSD.
It would be helpful to have a little more information here. Let me sort of wander through what I've got. First of all, that whole issue of post-traumatic stress disorder, I mean, the good news about it is that people are at least aware of it, although it's been called other things. It's been called shell shock and battle fatigue and things over it. That there's always been a recognition that trauma, especially to the military, can translate into flashbacks later on, seemingly unrelated, in time at least, to the initial event. The fact that it's become part of the vernacular is sort of a good news, bad news story from my point of view. The good news is that there is a recognition that that battle is, for most normal human beings, is a very traumatic event. The bad news about it is it's used to apply to everything. It was very interesting because September 11th was in some ways the largest research project that's ever been done in the United States, admittedly, inadvertently. And what they found was, because you had so many people who were directly affected by the same event. And the question is, were they affected in the same way? And the answer is no, they weren't. And it turns out that people who suffered post-traumatic stress disorder from September 11th quite often manifest symptoms of depression or anxiety before September 11th, and that many people, and it was not dependent on how close you were to Ground Zero or to the Pentagon or flying a plane or flight attendants, or it had nothing to do with anything that you would assume would affect it, like the closer you were to the trauma, the more likely it was to be affected. And for lack of a better term, they came up with this term called resilience, and which was sort of basically defined almost by definition as, well, I suppose it is a definition, is the people who seem to recover more readily or to be less affected going forward than people who weren't. So, I mean, assuming that somebody is suffering for post-traumatic stress disorder, I think may not be very valuable, may not be very helpful, because it just doesn't really define things. Let me, when we come back a little bit, talk about how you set limits, how you set some boundaries. So regardless of whatever that other person is doing, regardless of what the definition is, that doesn't ruin your life, because that's really what we're talking about here. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All loans subject to one Dex Corp rule. Must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-DR-JOY. Dan, here on the air, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Howdy. Good morning. I really appreciate your show. I've listened for a long time. I do have a relationship struggle with my youngest son. He's 31. He just turned 31 in March.
Okay.
And he stopped talking to me in May of last year. And I have another son who's 33, and he said that he probably is not going to talk to me ever again. We've had some differences in the past, and I guess I'm just looking to see if there's an avenue or a means to go and try and get some reconciliation going
on. Sure. Do you know why he stopped talking to you specifically?
Well, I think there was some differences going back to when his mother and I were divorced, and that's 20 years ago. And I think he's started counseling last year, and essentially he had stopped talking to me for 7.5 years, resumed talking about a year and a half ago.
Do we know why he stopped then and why he resumed?
Well, way back when his brother said that he had emotional and psychological issues and problems going back to when his mother and I were divorced, and you know, I don't know if you ever dealt with that or any of that kind of stuff. And I think in the course of his in college years that he started counseling, and I'm not sure why. I guess
there's no specific trigger that you know about.
No, I don't have any.
How far away from you does he live?
Well, I live in St. Paul. He lives in Minneapolis. It's 10 miles away.
Okay. When's the last time you actually saw him?
I actually saw him in May of last year. I had lunch with him, and it went well. And
all right,
after that.
And that, so you left the lunch thinking everything was okay?
Yes.
Is he single or married?
No, he's single. He's single. He's got a long-time girlfriend, and they just moved in together, from what I heard, too.
He didn't ask you for any money. You didn't give him any unsolicited advice. There was
no.
Nothing that you can sort of pinpoint that might have triggered something for him.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, if there's nothing, I would really encourage you to go back and check your memory banks to just make sure, because you're so specific about the last time, which is very helpful, because sometimes something that you may have seen as being innocuous of saying, well, you look tired, or, you know, gee, you're the same kid you were 15 years ago. I mean, something that you may have seen as being either benign or kidding or whatever, that if people are sensitive enough, it can rub them the wrong way. And it sounds like he has a pretty low threshold for any kind of even veiled criticism from you. But so I would encourage you, not necessarily right now, but to really go back and comb through your memory banks and make sure that there's nothing you can pinpoint. Because if you could pinpoint something, then you can apologize for it. You can focus on it and say, that isn't what I meant, but I understand that, you know, in retrospect, that might have hurt your feelings, and I feel terrible about it. So if you can find it, it's very, very useful. If you cannot,
okay.
I would still begin kind of a strategy. A strategy is what you do when there's nothing you can do. A tactic is what you do when there's something you can do. So a strategy of kind of just wearing him down, of being in his life, even in some kind of tangential way. Because by you, if he doesn't talk to you, have you reached out to him at all in the last year?
Yes, I have. I've called him probably once a month, and
okay.
just checking on him. I just get his voicemail.
Okay.
And a year and a half ago, when he was, we had the three of us had lunch just before the holidays. I did get his mailing address, and so I do have that. And I haven't mailed him anything. And I thought, well, if I can't raise him on the phone, I get a response. I thought perhaps I can write him a note, and perhaps I can restart this relationship or find out what the cause and effect of. Whatever it is has happened.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a great idea. I would do absolutely that. And just even if it's kind of a once every couple of weeks, you have to figure out what your tolerance level is, because I would not expect any return anytime soon from him. But maybe sending him a postcard twice a month with, you know, a picture of, you know, a baseball player, of baseball, something the two of you enjoyed together, or whatever it is, that just said, thought of you, or remember when we, you know, we had those ice cream cones that dripped all over our hands, or whatever. Just kind of vague reminiscences. It doesn't necessarily have to be quite as sentimental as I'm making it sound, although it can be.
Sure,
to just say, look, I'm here, because he's not reaching out to you, but if neither of you reach out to one another, it means that he has to do more work. So I would sort of maintain a relatively sturdy but flexible bridge to him, so when he decides to reach out, he doesn't have quite so far to go, and you're at least making the statement that says, I'm in your life, I love you. And if it's any comfort to you, Dan, I think that sometime in mid to late 30s is when most people do go through this, everything in my life that's wrong is my parents' fault. And then most of us come out the other end and understand that our parents did the best they could, and they may have been terrific or they may have been terrible, but what goes on from here on is our responsibility, not anybody else's. And therapy can exacerbate that process a little bit, because therapy at some point focuses on who you were, and I think a good therapist and successful therapy at some point moves into, okay, what can I do about it now? Just because my parents smacked me upside the head every night at 6 when I was a child doesn't mean I have to continue doing that to myself. So if you can just buy, not compassion so much as just a willingness to suspend judgment. I get to be curious rather than furious. And again, if you can go back and find anything, that's useful. But in the meantime, just keeping in touch with him, as you said, you have a mailing address, not asking anything of him, even a response, and just see what happens. I mean, you really have nothing to lose, and it will give you the sense of focusing on him and a relationship and how much you care about him, even if it's a bit bittersweet right now, whenever you send it to him. So I would do it.
Okay. I just have one thing.
Let me
leave the phone alone and just write a letter.
Let me hold on to that question for just a minute. Hang on for me, and we'll answer that as soon as I come back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We're talking with Dan, who's going through one of those really painful things that happen sometimes between parents and adult children, which is the "I hate you, you ruin me, my life is in tatters because of you," which usually happens. Teenage years are tumultuous of "I hate you, you're awful," but sometime, usually in the mid to late 30s, you know, sometimes late 20s, but you know, we all assume that everybody achieves adulthood at 18 or 21, and that's ridiculous. It's sometime in the early to mid 30s, usually, when somebody looks at their life and thinks, okay, it's my parents' fault. I was emotionally abused, or they were absent, or whatever. And at some point, as I said, therapy tends to exacerbate that, but hopefully at some point we come out of it and understand that we're responsible for our own life, and that whether our parents did a great job or a terrible job, it's now our job to figure out how to run our lives. So Dan has, in the past, called, and he's saying, all right, so what do I do about the phone calls now if I'm ready? And then part of it is just your own comfort level, that you shouldn't be calling more than, I don't know, maybe a couple times a month. You know, you don't want to be calling 85 times a day, because that's against the law. And, you know, I don't know that there's ever been a test case of a parent being accused of stalking their child, but you don't want to be the first one. And that's just going to be an irritation. You don't want to do that. But I think if it feels good to call and just hear his voice and say, hi, this is Dad, just wanted to call and tell you I was thinking about you, or, I know your birthday's only a couple of days away, and I hope, you know, I'd love to spend it with you if you have some time, give me a call back. I mean, whatever it is that feels comfortable for you, just make sure that you're not feeling so vulnerable that if at some point he finally does pick up the phone, you're going to be so furious with him and you're not going to be able to do business. So you have to figure out your own comfort level on this, but I see nothing wrong with the combination of the two.
Okay. I'd really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Dan. And again, it's not just you, and it's not just your son. It's nothing that you did, either right or wrong, particularly. It's the combination of his age and the fact that the two of you were divorced, or you and his mom were divorced and in therapy, and all of those tend to make it somewhat of a perfect storm of a lot of emotional upheaval. But it doesn't usually last forever. And let me just add this in passing. I'd be careful about using your other son to pass messages, because, first of all, things can get misinterpreted, and it also gives the younger son the notion that somehow you prefer the older child. And it also allows your younger son not to do the business with you. So I would suggest to the older son that while you appreciate it, that he doesn't really want to be the messenger. And he probably would love to get out of that role, because it's going to hurt his stomach as well. And just say, let's you and I make a deal that unless there's something going really dreadfully wrong, that you don't have to carry messages. I won't ask you, and you don't have to volunteer. And just see where, you know, because that may work better as well. If your son feels that he has a way of sending messages without actually having to get in touch with you, that takes the responsibility of communication completely off his shoulders. And I don't know that you want to do that. And also give your older son an ulcer. So he doesn't want that role. I mean, it's a powerful position, which is why people get seduced into it, but you really don't want to attack that. I think it's not a healthy model in the long run.
Understood. I have two more questions. You said a card perhaps once or twice a month?
Yeah, or a postcard, anything, a letter, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be a Hallmark Hall of Fame. It just can be love postcards, because there's something visual about them, and you don't have to open them, and they're kind of friendly and informal.
Sure,
I'm a postcard girl, yeah.
Yeah, a few minutes ago you used two words, and I didn't have a pen. And one was started with an S, and the other one started with a T, about some procedural things to do.
Can you give me the context?
You know, I can't. I think this program will be replayed tonight, and so...
You'll be able to download the podcast in about a half hour, so you can get...
Oh, really?
I say tangential? Maybe that was it?
Possibly.
Well, tangential means not, you know, not on the side. It means that it's not primary, but it's
gotcha.
It's kind of secondary. I may have said secondary and tangential.
Okay. Secondary. Okay. I think that's what you're saying.
Rather than primary.
Right. Okay. I understand.
Okay.
It's well taken. I really appreciate your counsel.
My pleasure. Next time I say something you don't understand, just stop me at that moment and say, back up. What was that?
Sure.
That's a perfectly okay thing to do. All right.
Dan, thank you, Dr. Cuss.
You're welcome, Dan.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I like that, Advice for Life. I kind of think that's kind of snappy, not to mention accurate. Although Advice for Death seems a little, never mind.
It is Halloween season, after all.
Yeah, live broadcast. What would a dead broadcast? Never mind. Actually, I actually did one of the stations I worked for. In fact, the station that I'm back on here is next door to a 300-year-old graveyard. So when we're talking about, you know, a live broadcast, yeah. And I actually did a remote there. in a room that adjoins the cemetery. Pretty cool.
That's pretty creepy.
It is. Well, yeah.
I mean, cool, too, but yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Perfect for this time of year.
Yeah. Okay, did you know Halloween has become this big deal holiday? That the average amount of time, the average amount of money per adult in the United States is something like $600 or something?
Oh, I believe it. I wouldn't spend that much, but I mean, have you seen the amount that these costumes cost nowadays? That's just crazy.
Well, you know, my particular theory is that everybody loves Halloween in the United States because we're all so repressed that men dress like women and women dress like hookers.
Yep, perfect. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And gives people an opportunity to do something they normally wouldn't.
Yes, it's kind of, yeah. It's run amok day, yeah.
I love Halloween, though. I think I told you that before. Yeah, I like going out with the kids and getting them all dressed up and that sort of thing. I think it's a lot of fun. You know what I don't like, though?
The masks, because they can't see. No, I don't know.
Well, that too, but when I was a kid, you used to, you know, buy parts of a costume and put this garb together, you know? But now it's everything is these all-in-one...
They're superheroes, and they're very expensive.
I mean, I guess with our kids, we still do the thing where we try to piece together some crazy costume. I think it's a lot more fun that way, you know.
I do too. My favorite costume. Well, I had several costumes. One was when we lived in Boston, and I really worry about kids and masks because they can't see very well. And so one year I got a plastic garbage bag and filled it with balloons and cut out four holes and then put the top around her neck and she wins a bag of M&Ms. That was pretty cool.
That's funny.
Yeah. And there are a couple of years, one of my favorite pictures of hers, we dressed her as a bum and complete with a beard and everything. I think it was still called bums then. I don't think you dress people as homeless people. This doesn't work.
The hobo. I think I was a hobo one year, too.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah.
Well, because you got to wear crummy clothes and be really dirty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. All right. So, we're back, at any rate, before I digress myself.
Yeah, sure.
To the email about post-traumatic stress disorder, which I said is a term that's gotten... I mean, the good news about it is it's acknowledged that there are people who suffer from it. But the bad news is that the definition has gotten so global that it's misdiagnosed a lot. So, I don't have enough information about your sweet Babu who keeps having hissy fits every two to four times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, 2 to 4 times a year, depending on how long they last and how uncomfortable they are and how cataclysmic they are. I mean, you know, maybe you know, a couple times a year, maybe, you know, that may be not a bad bad track record, depending, again, hopefully there's no violence involved, because if there are, you should not be around. Anybody can get hit the first time. The second time, you have to stand there. So
right.
You need to clear out. But let's assume that there's no violence involved. It's just kind of upsetting. And the other issue, of course, is if this is predictable behavior, that even when he's not being weird, you're anticipating him being weird, which may, of course, exacerbate the problem and be a catalyst for it as well. So the question is, rather than assuming, because if you say to somebody, it's kind of like men have since Garden of Eden been saying to women, oh, you must be having your period. And it just infuriates us because it assumes that they had nothing to do with it, that they were completely blameless in this, and that's a good way to get somebody furious with you. And saying to him, well, you probably have post-traumatic stress disorder is going to have very likely the same effect on him of, well, you know, what about your behavior? So let's start there.
Right. I was thinking the same thing. You know, she talks a lot about his issues in this email, but she doesn't give any of her back. Oh, I mean, she does say that she recovered from drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
But,
and the question is, how was he, you know, how long ago was he involved in that process, being a single mom and working and being a stand-up? It may be that your sense of humor is not the same as his. It may be that that he's worried because most stand-up comedians work in nightclub situation where there's alcohol and there's other men around. And so, you know, rather than assuming that he's suffering from something over which you're going to have absolutely no control, which gives you not a whole lot of option, either put up with it or leave, why don't we start with the assumption that you are doing something that's really irritating to him? Now, again, if there's violence involved, I don't care how irritating you are, you ought not to be there, period, the end. Assuming there's no violence involved, then looking at your own behavior and maybe starting that discussion with him of saying, you know, I noticed that we get along fine for, you know, 3 or 4 months and then there's a blow up. And to me, it seems like this is periodic, but from your point of view, it may feel that I'm doing something that's really irritating. Can we start there about what I could do differently that might make our relationship easier? Because I'm sure this is as difficult for you as it is for me, which may or may not be the case, but it's a useful, at least, discussion opener as opposed to you blaming him and saying, okay, there's something really wrong with you, you need to get some help, of saying, this is something that's happening to both of us. It's very alarming for me. I'm sure it is for you. Let's start with you telling me what I could do differently that might make our life together calmer and easier. And then you have to be willing to listen to him, as opposed to just get defensive or sort of just waiting till you get a chance, till he stops talking and you can begin talking again. Because even with post-traumatic stress disorder, there's usually a stressor. There is a trigger. It may or may not be something you're doing, but it's not a bad place to start, especially if you want the relationship to go. But before you even start there, you may want to do just a checklist of, is there enough in this relationship that it really works for you? Because it sounds like you're very busy, and if he has a sense that he's just one in a long line of commitments and responsibilities, that may not be very flattering. I have no idea how old either of you are. I have no idea whether he has a drug or alcohol problem. I have no idea what his work is at this moment. You said he was in the Navy, but I don't know whether he is still in the Navy. So there's a whole lot here that I just don't know. There's a whole lot here that you don't know either. But it's a much better technique to start with somebody saying, look, what can I do to change this? What can I do to make things better? As opposed to, you're nuts, you need a therapist. Very few people respond well to that suggestion, especially if it's true, especially if they feel it may be the issue. So start with, you know, it occurs to me that we're having these blow-ups all the time, and you haven't told me how long you've been together. I assume if this happens every 3 to 6 months, you've probably been together at least a couple of years. But is there, I mean, and there is such a thing as seasonal affective disorder. But before we start with a diagnosis, let's start with something over which you're going to have some control, which is your behavior. So starting with him, not to mention, presumably it can open up a dialogue that somebody's saying, look, I know I've got some problems here. Can you be specific with me about what I can do to change my behavior? Is a much more effective technique than saying you need a therapist. Okay, I am perfect. You are not. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com. Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.